Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Misty in the house. And Miss
Hi,
P.
This is Misty.
And this is Miss P, and this is the Intune Show. We just want to thank all of y'all again for coming out and listening to us and supporting us for those who have. Miss P, what's our topic today?
Our topic is about relationships. And I do want to say sorry to everybody for me being sick and, you know, ditching, which I didn't mean to ditch last week. But I'm sorry and I'm here and let's have some fun.
Right, absolutely. Okay, we just happy that you feel better. We happy all as well. So now the show must go on.
Amen to that.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to talk about Miss C, like, real quick. I was just looking through the newspaper, and they had something in the newspaper on Facebook how everybody was going crazy because they thought Facebook was shutting down.
I did see that. I seen blogs, and I couldn't believe that. Was that, like, the 2011 dilemma for the new year?
Like it was one of those things that they said Jesus is coming tomorrow, so pack your bags or don't carry anything at all because it's over for everybody.
So it was a hoax.
Yeah,
please tell me.
Yeah, it was saying that Facebook users was freaked out yesterday over a forced online report that the founder of the social network site was shut it down on March 15th, but they said that that wasn't true. But it was just like everybody was like blogging. Every website that I went to, everybody was just like going crazy. Oh my God, Facebook is shutting down. You know, that's people's full-time job. So if Facebook shuts down, everybody would be unemployed, most people.
And you know what? I just think that that was maybe other websites that are trying to get FB, you know.
Missy, are you still there? Okay, we was Missy for a quick second. But anyway, people, what is the big deal about Facebook shutting down? Is it a crisis? Is it the end of the world? I really don't know. However, going forward, I also wanted to touch on that thing about the lady who was shot. I mean, do anybody have any insight on that? I'm really still trying to figure out the whole story, what happened, why it happened. Missy?
Yes, I just can't believe that it just, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
The call dropped, so that sucks because there that goes.
And no, that's okay. It happened.
Right. So I was listening to what you were saying.
Yeah, I was saying also about that lady, that politician. I was trying to read up a little bit about that. Like, what the hell?
All I hear is pages moving. What are you reading as we talking?
No, it was just really funny because I was just like basically like just going through the paper, not really looking for anything in general. You know, I was just looking at it before I got rid of it. And I was like, oh, my God, you know. So that means that I have to start staying up on the news again because I used to watch the news every morning, but I haven't. So I have to start watching stuff because I don't even know what's going on.
Oh,
did you miss that too, Misty?
There's always something bad in the newspaper or on the news. You never hear nothing good, only when there's those segments like Help Me Howard and he helps people. Other than that, it's always about either somebody getting killed because, as you know, in New York City, in Harlem, in the Bronx, and it's been crazy killings. Like, every day, 3+ is dropping, and we're killing ourselves, and I don't understand why.
I don't understand either. It's like, can't we just all get along? It goes back to that saying. You know, can't we all just get along? Rodney King said it best. Okay? Because, I mean, I don't see why people are killing Robin still. And, I mean, yeah, times are hard for everybody, but if everybody would had that mentality to be going around busting people in the head and taking their stuff, then I don't know. It would be lights out. for everybody.
It will. And it's just usually what it is jealousy. People are jealous and they don't know how to deal with it. They don't know how to get better and they're jealous of that person. And, of course, what happens? That jealousy turns into action and then that person's no longer here.
That's sad. So true.
We lose a
that
lot of good
so
people.
True.
Some
that's
sad
so
stuff.
True.
I don't
want
to speak about this anymore. I'm getting
right,
emotional.
Exactly. That's what I was about to say. Hopefully, as, you know, time goes on, people will mature and realize that. Stop the violence, people. Take it out in the bedroom. Go in the bedroom and have a bunch of frustrated sex, and that will stop you from going outside
violent.
And bothering the little man. But anyway, today's show is going to be about relationships. And speaking about sex, you know, let's just go to the main topic, relationships. Even though some people have sex outside of relationships, you know, but at the same time, you know.
Oh, goodness. Yes. Does that make it right? Does that make it right? I don't think so. What
I mean, I don't really know because I just feel like if you're going to deal with somebody sexually, whether it's a commitment or whatever, you still have some type of relation with them because you're sharing that intimacy for the moment. So in my mind, if even though we're not committed to each other, if we're having sex at this very moment, you're mine until it's over. And whatever happens after that is what I deal with.
But then what happens is emotions. As we know, females are emotional creatures, and that gets us attached. See, males, they can do that and just say, now I'm going to my wife. But, you know, females, we do that, and then we get attached, and we get emotional, and then we wonder, oh, I wonder what he's doing after he leaves and goes and does what he does to his wife or goes where he goes. And we want to call and say, hey, no, you can't do that if that's what it is.
Exactly.
If it's about sex, it's about sex.
Right. And, I mean, we all like that. I mean, some of us do. When I hear people that's like, well, I've been with this person for, like, 10 years or 3 months or 2 days, and they're not giving me no sex, I'm like, leave them alone immediately.
Because, that means they're sexing someone else.
In my mind, I don't understand how that even coexists because we're not going to talk about me right now, but that just can't happen in my mind, okay?
You know, but I think that's in everybody's mind when it comes to intimacy. And you know what's crazy? In relationships, intimacy is the last stage, dude. Do you know that, Miss P?
Yes. It's crazy.
So we bypass all three stages, and we usually just go to the sex when we should go have, like, a process of learning one another before we do that.
Right. Missy, you think you could turn down the TV in the back a little bit because you're getting a little
goodness.
Distorted?
I'm embarrassed. Get out of here. Are you serious? What?
It's not,
are you serious? That was Everybody Loves
Raymond. It's nothing to be
embarrassed
about.
Oh,
it's
my goodness.
To be
I hate Raymond right now, okay, for this.
It's all good, but, you know, I just feel like, you know, you say it's three stages and stuff like that. I just think that it's so much more than that, just depending on what perspective it's coming from, you know, because people give, like, basic info about, well, what their mind frame leads them to believe that there's this, like, commitment in a relationship, trust and all those things supposed to be coexist in a relationship. But let's dig a little bit deeper than that. Let's talk about, like, the processes that we miss, because I think that a lot of us, including myself, have missed a lot of key points or a lot of signs or overlooked it or didn't want to face it or believe it during the course of me dealing with, certain individuals. So what's your intake on, like, the whole thing with a relationship, Missy?
I think a relationship should definitely – I think sex is a major part, the attraction, because in stage one – we definitely need attraction to even think about having a relationship with somebody because if there's no – you know what? That's a lie because some people aren't attractive and then they learn to, you know, I guess fall in love with that person. But definitely attraction is the number one. And without attraction, as they stated, there would be no first dates. So what do you think about that?
Well, I feel like, okay, cool, you know – that's true. You have to be attracted because the first thing that you see when you see someone is their outer exterior. So, of course, it has to be some type of physical attraction that intrigues you about the individual to make you want to, you know, find out more about them or pique your interest, so to speak. But, you know, romance is everything to me. So forget all of that, like, wine and dine thing. That's just, like, the typical back in the 50s, 40s. We're talking about 2011 right now. You know, I'm not looking for nobody to wine and dine me. Because to me, that's just too...
It's just too boring.
It's too boring, dude. It's really just too boring for me. You know, I'm not, like,
but
60.
But it shows appreciation, and that's what we all want. We want to feel appreciated because you can romance and we can have sex and it be romantic, and then tomorrow it's like, okay, you got your Metro card? No, can you give me one? Like, show me that you appreciate me and do these things. If you know I need something, to me that's whining and dining. It's like, if I need something, it's there. I don't even have to look. You got it. You know, you got me.
Right. But at the same time, it's like, okay, that's where you get to the another phase in my mind, like that delusional stage. And I say delusional because my whole thing is like people will put their best foot forward in the beginning of meeting someone because it's all like a facade, like in some people's cases, you know. Not everyone has a facade, but a lot of us do. And then after a while, a couple of months down the road, it's like, okay, you adjust into this reality phase where it's like you realize your partner is actually a human being in the horror of horror. You like, what the hell did I get myself for, you know, into? And you start to recognize their flaws and their shortcomings, you know. And it's just like, oh my God, what's going on? So it's like, to me, it's like, why wine and dine me if that's not really who you are? I'd rather you try to just come at me like, this is how I am. I don't cook. I don't clean. I don't work. I don't want to do nothing. So don't expect shit from me. And if you choose to get into this relationship with me, lady, that's on you. You know, but I don't want to be the wool pulled over my eyes, Missy.
And you know what's sad, though? Like, for the first step is attraction. And sometimes our attraction level and what we want isn't what is always good for us, because we have in our mind, okay, you know, have this set person, oh, I want them to look this way, and that person could be mean as hell, but you know what, just because we're attracted to that person, we will outthink ourselves and say, oh, you know what, it's okay if they do this, it's okay if they do that, and just continue to deal with it because our attraction level is a 10, but in other levels, it may be a 3.
That's true. That is so true. But it's like, what's to do?
I know. Sometimes we have to mentally train ourselves to say, this is what I've been doing, and is this the right way? Is this the right attraction that I really need for myself? Because, you know, we could always say, oh, I want a guy that has beautiful eyes, this and that. And those people could be rotten as hell. And, you know, it could be a sweet person that we're looking, that has all the qualities, but the attraction level is like a 4. And sometimes, you know, we should try to learn outside of the attraction. But I must say, if I'm attracted to you, then I'll be your friend. But I don't know, maybe you could fall in love with the person, but attraction is everything, but sometimes it can mess us up from getting a good thing.
That is so true. I'm telling you, because I'm guilty of that. I am. I mean, I'm attracted, first off, it's just like a certain look, and I'm just be like, whoa. Okay.
You must, like,
a certain look will have me just losing my mind, like, oh, my goodness, you know, because the certain look that I'm into is a rarity. So when you see it, it's like a rare diamond, okay? Oh. It's like when you see it, it's like, oh, my God, that's the look. That's the look right there.
It's shiny. It's calling you, like, come bling, bling.
Calling
right,
like, Miss P. Miss P.
I'm over
crazy.
Here. Come look at me.
Okay, exactly. So what about, like, the struggles and, you know, when you get to after those first couple of things and then you start going through the struggles and the issues and, you know, you feel like your partner is self-centered on Karen, the worst. I mean, you start getting, like, these deep resentments for them. What? I mean, it's just so hard. Relationships are just crazy.
Now, what you talk about, Ms. P, is that's actually stage three when reality comes into play. This is after the attraction. Okay, we are attracted. Oh, my goodness, he's so good-looking. I just want to do him right now. And then there comes the second stage, which is the romantic relating. And in this second stage, couples begin to test the idea of themselves as a unit. Mm-hmm. So this is where, I guess, some, you know, kissy-kissy. And, you know, this is reality. People have sex, okay? It happens. So maybe that's what the whole second stage deals with. But the third stage is after all the charming and reality sets in and you start thinking, with their flaws, is this the person that I want to be with?
Right, because at some point we all know, ladies, men, I mean, cat, dog, you know, we all know that you'll go through your, I mean, cat, dog, as far as, like, you know, even cats and dogs.
No, I know what you're saying.
But then they can start playing together again, you know. So it basically goes to that in my mind, like, okay, the stability stage, I guess, so to speak, where it's like, okay, now stuff is stable and everything is, you know, it evened out in a relationship now. So now everything is good. And you don't worry about the past, you know, things that you guys experienced, and you go on with the relationship. But the thing about that part of the whole the relationship thing to me in my mind, as I think about it, is like, okay, you get past that stage, but then it never goes away because those things that you never really worked out are still there. So they're always going to be reoccurring.
Like, as
you
far
know,
as what, like little things that,
like, say, for instance, you get into, like, a little spat with your man or your girl or whoever, and then you're like, okay, baby, let's just work it out. I'm not mad at you no more. You're not going to do that no more. Okay, fine, blah, blah, blah. And deep down inside, you still harbor feelings towards that certain issue, but for the sake of argument and for the sake of leaving it alone and moving forward, you go forward, but you really haven't, because you still harbor that emotion from that moment. So it's a recurring thing. Every time you have an argument, that same situation from 1952 is going to arise from the depths of hell and burn your legs up.
And you know, and you, I know what you mean, and it could be the smallest thing, like someone, like your other mate leaving a towel in the bathroom thrown, and you know, you pick it up, and you just keeps doing it, and then you finally tell them, hey, this and that, and they're just so used to you letting it go, and but it's irked you for so long that you're going to explode, and that's the problem. I think that we meet, in relationships, communication is the main thing. So if that's how you feel, you have to find a nice way to say how you feel. But if you don't ever point out what's really bothering you, it's going to snowball, and then you're going to argue about something that doesn't make sense, and it's because what's really eating at you.
Absolutely. That is so true. It's so true. I mean, there's the science behind relationships, to me, have yet to be discovered in my mind. And the reason why I say this is because what everybody's situation, and you know, is different in this, in but the same at the same time. But how we handle it or approach a certain situation, of course, is going to be different. How are we going to do it? But it's just crazy because I don't think they even made drugs strong enough to get through certain relationships or enough alcohol to a certain volume to get past certain stages or just incidents in a relationship sometimes. It's crazy.
You become an alcoholic, right? If you drink too much, it's
kind
of beginning.
You're at the bridge or the cliff, looking at the cliff like, it sure looks nice and warm down there, you know?
Right.
You know, you're more intrigued with the cliff than you are but living anymore. Like...
Right, this is true. That's why you have drug addicts and alcoholics, because even with relationships, they do that to just numb everything else. So that's how people become addicted to drugs. So just think of it, if you're in a, you love a person, you love them, but you keep letting things go that they do to you, it's going to eat at you until what are you left with? You're not even the same person anymore.
Right.
You become someone
it's
that
true.
You've made yourself into someone to fit around this person, and you start looking at yourself like, okay, what am I doing? I used to be happy. I used to be jokey. I used to, you know, and now I'm just trying to fit around this person's life. And what does
mm-hmm.
that happen? Where do you fit yourself into?
Right,
you know.
Exactly. You lose yourself in a lot of certain things. And sometimes we give up a lot of ourselves and we can't recover from that. Some people cannot recover from giving because
right.
they gave so much of themselves that they don't know how to be who they were or to feel or to think. They just enabled themselves to be free thinkers. And then once that whole situation is gone, sadly enough, and I know we all kind of could relate to what I'm about to say, is that you don't know how to trust and move on mm-hmm. and to rebuild yourself in order to have someone that's going to really appreciate you, love you, because of all the past experiences, whether it was from childhood to adulthood. It's really a deep situation, but I guess more or less, just to kind of wrap up the relationship thing, is that we all, as individuals, in my mind, need to just, like, kind of respect the people that we're with or don't be with them. You know, if you can't put forth 100% into something or somebody that you say that you love or you're with, if you can't do these things anymore, then be man or woman enough to let them know that our time has came and it has went. You know, don't put people through your misery because you're not man or woman enough to be back out of it because of the sake of being alone. Because a lot of us hold on to situations because we don't want to go through that phase of meeting and greeting again. You know,
right.
It's hard being alone, but hey, I'd rather be alone than unhappy. You feel me, Miss C?
Yeah, I do. And you know what's really, it's crazy because people, the main issue with relationships is people lose respect. And when you lose
mm-hmm.
respect, you lose everything. When you start cursing, you know, excuse my language, this, like, hoe, all of that, and you start throwing things and cursing at each other, it's gone. Like,
mm-hmm.
that's how I feel. Everything is about respect. And at the ending of the day, you could look at that person and say they respect me enough, and if we could really commit to each other, because I believe in karma. If you want to lead me on and string me along and have me believe that we're going to get married or whatever, then you know what? When you do hurt me and it's going to hurt, there's going to be a problem with you down the line in your relationship. Someone's going to do that to you. And then you're going to
no,
do the same
thing. No, you know
what's
going to happen, Missy? That person's going to get hurt. Because if you want to hurt me, I'm going to go and get my sharpen my knife up.
Oh, my goodness.
Because we're going to be hurt together.
After. You are so mean. You want to be hurt together. You don't want that at the end because you could fight and fight. But if that person isn't fighting back, then what's it worth? What is it worth?
It's true. Some people are just damn bullies. You know what I'm saying? That's just who they are. They just like to bully their way through situations because that's all they know.
Jesus Christ. But do you want to have a damn shotgun and say, listen, son of a bitch, this is going to work, okay?
That's right. Look, son of a bitch.
I'll
okay?
lock them in
look
the house.
Into my eyes. Like, look into my eyes.
And have that, what is it? That, what the heck is that? The not the scream, the crazy little puppet dude, the saw. You know, his cheeks, he has those little things in his cheeks.
He has a joke in
draw
cheeks.
Some of those and then have them spinning like dreidels and say, look into my face.
No, I'm
going to
be on a little tricycle and I'm going to come in the living room and wake you up like with a shotgun, like, hey,
yes,
son of a bitch.
A shotgun and a trolley, a little tricycle.
A trolley going to be so I can freaking pull your body out of the house.
Whoa. And then you tie them up and you get some chains and get some cuffs and that's it. But don't take this advice, okay? Anybody listen and take this advice, I got nothing to do with it, okay?
Right,
nothing.
You never heard
you
it here on the Intune show.
In the incident, you did not hear Jack, okay? I'm going to deny it, and I will get rid of this blog, okay? I will destroy all evidence. Right, so
this is not going to be transcript.
No, it's not going to be anything. All right, that's enough with the damn violence.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going to breathe on that one.
Have that going on.
Whatsoever, but
so,
guys, we're just joking. We're just having a little bit of fun.
Yes,
if
come on.
Things are not working in your relationship, you know, the best piece of advice that I can really give is to take a time out and then, you know, think about it, the relationship, and see if it's worth saving. If it is, then go for it. If it's not, just step away from it, and in time you'll find someone new.
Yes, and you know what?
That's gonna love
you.
It's
better
mm-hmm.
to step away than to continue to stay in that, because Lord knows
we have
all
a call.
Are made,
we have a call coming
and you
in.
Fight, and you fight. And
caller?
Yes.
We have
oh,
a
hello?
Call coming in. Hello?
Hello? Can
hello?
You
want to... Hello?
Hey,
hello?
Don't
hello?
Hang up.
You
can you hear
there?
Us?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
We can hear you. Who's calling?
Okay,
we lost that. It's who?
I think you got like a 45-second delay.
Oh, 45-second delay. Okay, who's calling?
Jason and his son, L.
Hey,
okay.
That's our FB buddy.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. We're doing good. We're just here to support the show.
Oh, thank
Yay.
You so much for giving a call in, Jason. You have anything you want to share about relationships? Body bags, trolleys, chains, whips, anything?
Actually, I would like to hear a little bit first, and then I could just add some input.
Okay, that's not a problem. No problem. So when you have something else that you'd like to share with us, just give us a call back.
Oh, actually, I didn't think I thought I was just calling to listen.
Well, you pressed the wrong key, because now we can hear you. So, it's okay, but you can still stay on the line and you can hear the show, okay? Thank you for your support.
Okay, thank you.
Go, Jason.
Okay,
go,
thank
Jason.
You, Jason.
All right.
Caller? All right, let's... Hello?
Hello?
Yes? Who's calling?
There's
all
no
right.
Aw, they hung up.
Yeah, whoever's calling, can
what?
You please give us a call back? For some reason, I don't know, our lines are getting crossed here. But
and guys,
please give us a call back.
Listen. And then I didn't press anything. Aw, he said FB. He FB'd me. I didn't press anything. LOL. We have to find the option. You're going to find the
yeah.
option is inform everybody.
Yeah, so we apologize about that. It's an option to just listen to the show, and there's an option to call into the show. So basically, you know, there's some prompts that walk you through it, but me and Missy will go through it, and we'll have that or post it up for you guys exactly step by step how to go. We have another caller coming in. Hello, you on the air?
Hey, how you doing? It's Patty Hurst. How y'all doing?
Hey,
tonight?
Patty.
Hey,
Patty.
Hey,
Patty.
Patty.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Some love.
Oh, God. Thank you so much. Everybody, this
no
is
doubt.
Patty, Miss Patty Hurst. We're going to have
is.
Her on next week. You know,
yep.
She's
hi,
an upcoming,
Patty.
Yes, upcoming star
hey.
In her own right. What's
no
going
doubt.
On, Patty?
So
you got
much.
Anything you want to add to the relationship?
Huh?
You have anything you want to add to the relationship piece?
I just know that honesty is very important. I really didn't hear the show yet because I'm on the road, but I had to call up. But honesty is very important because once you find out that you're dealing with a liar, the rest is a wrap. I mean, that's
right.
It's just, you know, sometimes you enter relationships with lies, and you have to keep those lies up. So the best thing to do
that
is just,
so true.
If you're honest from the beginning,
but
you know.
Patty, I don't mean to cut
yes.
you off, Patty, but what is this dude or female is such a compulsive liar, because you have those, that you just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, they can lie their way out of anything and you just believe it. How do you know when someone's really, really lying? Can you,
well,
like,
I
see
think,
the vein
think,
in their neck jump or something like that?
Well, I think at some point, everybody slips up. At some point, something doesn't add up. Because, you know, I mean, I mean, because sometimes I've dealt with compulsive liars, and then they get mad
yes.
because you find out they're lying. Like, how are you mad because I know you're a liar? You know, I mean,
right.
it's really hard, but you gotta do background checks when you meet their family. You know, they tell you one thing, so you ask their mother something else on the slide tip, and if you get a different response,
right.
then you know. But it's really hard because some people are professional liars. But you know, some,
that is
at,
so
at some
exactly.
point,
we
don't
really,
add up.
Really appreciate you giving us a call. We
no
are
doubt.
Looking forward to talking to
you know,
next weekend. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. Hello, Patty.
Right.
I don't mean.
Yes.
Can you like freestyle
yes.
some relationship stuff for us?
Oh wow!
I could be a beatbox.
Yeah,
right. I could be a beatbox. All
right, yo, be my beatbox. All right. So this is what I'm calling y'all, baby daddies. Hey, yo, promises, that's all I heard. Nigga, you pinky swore, you gave me your word. I was your bird absurd for believing the shit. All the complicated stress, I don't be needing the shit. Never there when I needed you. I blessed you with 3 C's and you felt somehow like I cheated you, like I wanted too much. All I wanted was a father to my kids and your loving fucking touch. That's not too fucking much.
Wow.
Too busy sucking
wow.
the dust.
Awesome.
You never gave me shit. But that's regrets and dip. You make me sick like a dope fiend who can't get the next stick. Prick of the needle.
Whoa.
Time after time, you left me in the desert, curled up in the position of the fetal, crying, dying, asking God why in the hell. You tripped me and I fell. Grip me and I yell, I hate you. You won't change and I can't make you. You fake too, you lying nigga. Caught up in your shit, now you crying nigga. No pampers, just rebuying, nigga. Only your need, you supplying, nigga. You MIA when your seeds could be dying, nigga. But you don't care. The words that I'm saying, you don't hear. But every dog has his day. You'll probably get a week. If you ain't catch that, then catch this, baby. Speak. Daddy, I miss you.
Oh, you
I want to kiss
you.
Oh,
wow.
You
that
they
was
wanna
hot,
know
Daddy.
I flip, because I'm his baby mother. Thank you. He ain't giving
oh.
me shit, and I'm his baby mother. He always with the next bitch, but I'm his baby mother. I had enough of it, being his baby mother. They want to know why I wild, because I'm his baby mother. I gave birth to his child, so I'm his baby mother. But I had to come to grips, being his baby mother. To him, it really don't mean shit. I'm just his baby mother.
Oh,
that's
wow,
oh,
that's
my.
Awesome.
Thank
that
you.
Was really, really, really hot. Really, really hot.
Oh.
But we're going to save some for next weekend because
yes.
you know what? You can't give it all right to them because we ain't going to have a show next week.
That was
I got
a song. I was about to write a
yes.
hook for that, dude.
Yeah, that was so hot, Patty. Thank you so much for calling
thank
in. Thank you
so
for
much.
Your
thank
support.
You so
we look
much
forward
love.
To talking
thank
to you.
Thank you for your support. Thank you for your support too. You know what I'm saying? We gotta help each other. Each hand wash, both hands wash the face. You know? I don't
that
know.
Right. Exactly. Each one teach one, right?
Each one teach one. Yep. Yep.
All right, Patty. We'll talk
Patty.
To you next Saturday.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I love you guys so much. I'm looking forward to the interview on Saturday.
We looking forward to it too. We love you too, Patty. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Good night, y'all. All right.
Good
bye.
Night. Peace, love, and soul. Carla, you on the air? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Who's calling? Okay, I think we lost the call.
Hello?
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Oh.
Hello?
Let me see. I don't hear
Hello?
Anyone. Can you hear someone?
I'm here. I'm definitely here. Do you hear anybody? I'm trying to see. I don't hear anything.
Oh.
All right. So I guess the caller, if you call in, guys, and I lose you, I don't know if it's some technical difficulties coming about, but please give us a call back. We have another caller coming in. Caller, can you hear us? Hello? Hello?
I hear breathing.
Okay. Hello, are you going to cut us like fish? Are you going to cut us like fish?
Or are you going to split us up into slices of pies?
Okay, hanging up. All right, for all those who's trying to call in, again, there's an option whether to listen and there's an option to call in to voice your opinion. So if you guys are not trying to be on the air, please follow the prompts upon calling into the show.
That way you're directed where you want to be directed to. Because I don't want to put nobody on the spot. That's not what we're trying to do. We're just basically trying to, you know, do the right thing by those who want to voice their opinion. Again, we want to thank Ms. Patty Hurst for giving us a shout-out. You know, we have an interview scheduled with her for next Saturday at 6 p.m. You don't want to miss it. She's going to be doing her thing. She just gave y'all a little bit. And, I mean, just a free salad, I think she did a great job.
Oh, let me see. You know what it is, too? I believe when they do call in, they have the option to listen, but it comes in as a call, like to pick up, and they have the option to mute themselves out. So when we're saying hello and we don't hear anything, that's because they're trying to listen instead of speak. So I got to figure this out. We got to do some research on these prompts and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely, because we want to make it as easy as possible for you guys to communicate with us and don't get frustrated with us. You know, we're going to have it all together for you. So also I just wanted to also let you guys know again, for all the FB friends, Miss C once again did her thing on that. I just want to thank all you guys for the support on FB. And for those who called in and are listening to the show, we want to thank everyone for your support with that. I mean, what we're trying to do here is not just geared towards us just doing something just to do it. We're here for everybody. This is our show, not just me and Miss C, but our meaning in the community and all our listeners and all our viewers. We're doing this for everyone. So your support is needed in order for us to keep this thing going. Right, Miss C?
Yes, it is. This is like I don't want you guys to feel there's no such thing as fans. Everybody is, it's all supporting one another. It's showing love because at the ending of the day, if you're a singer, if you're a rap, whatever you do, your fans is what's really built who you are, you know, and it's not even fans. It's the love, people who love you and love what you do, and they just show your appreciation. And at the end of the day, if we can't do that for one another, who do we have? You know, it's all about showing love, showing appreciation. We love everybody. We just trying to have fun in life and just trying to talk about certain topics. And if we could help somebody or if we can give advice, that's a beautiful thing because at the end of the day, no one's guaranteed tomorrow and all we have is each other. So we are a family.
We are family. We have our Facebook family. We have our MySpace family. We have our Downlink family. We have our Twitter family. And before the show is over, I'm going to give you guys all that information because updates are constantly on Twitter. We try to go on Facebook like 100 times a day to try to update everybody on what's going on. We're just trying to bring forth people that, like Miss P said, Miss C said about, you know, that promoters, if you have like shows and stuff coming up and events that you want to share with other people, as far as networking, we're here for that too. You know, so you can log on to our site, become a member. You could post your events on there. You can call into the show and let us know the events that you have coming up as well. If you have a child, because we do love the kids, we do. And our kids are our future. So if we don't start uplifting them now and putting them on the right track, God only knows. I don't want to be 60 years old and having some freaking ruthless teenager that wasn't shown no love and support in the nursing home with me, because you know what that means? I'm not getting fed, okay? So the more support that we show our children growing up now and whatever it is that they want to do that's positive, the better they will become in life. So if you have your child has a talent and things that you want to show, you can post that videos up there on Intune as well. You can call in. You can do whatever. We can even set it up where we can come in and interview your child just to give them a boost of confidence, you know. So, Missy, is there anything you want to add to that? We have a caller coming in. Hello, you want to hear? Hello? Hello, Missy? Yeah, so basically, again, you know, I don't know what's going on with the switchboard, but I'm definitely going to have to look into that because I'm not getting the response that I want from this thing. It's people calling in, hanging up, and I'm losing Miss C in and out. So I'm just trying to basically figure out what the heck is going on and why it's going on. So, again, you know, in tune is about being in tune with the world around you and life around you. Me and Miss C has been busting our behind, going hard on trying to get everything together for everyone, you know, so we can all have fun. Hold on. We have a caller coming in. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air. This is Miss P. Who's calling?
What up, Miss P?
What's going on, Miss P?
Hey, what's going on?
What's the subject tonight?
The subject is relationships.
What about
them? What about relationships? About what? All the things that go on in relationships. Hello? Hello?
Hello, I'm just the first time caller.
Was it good or bad or what?
Yes. Hello? Missy?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who's
you
calling?
You
want
to talk about the good and bad in relationships?
Yes, please. Share that with us, your opinion as a man.
On what, though?
On what? As what? Money.
Anything about relationship. Relationship is a broad topic. So anything about relationship, the good, the bad, the stages in relationships. You know, if I'm coming from a man perspective, I'm really feeling you for calling right now because I just want your perspective on why you think relationships go sour when you're dealing with certain with women. What in the relationship?
Lack of communication and is women's making more money than men, so I think they're trying to, you know, sort of like Sunday boyfriends.
Oh, okay. So that's what turns you off with a woman?
Because now that, you know, women is kind of becoming the breadwinners and shit in relationships, you know,
okay.
They feel like, you know, they can treat their man in certain ways and stuff.
Wow. Okay. Are you going to that right now? Because if you are, I'm going to go step to her. So
I'm not going to that right now, but I have other friends who are going through that right now.
Right.
But as far as my relationship, I got a great one.
Oh, that's so wonderful. How long you guys been in a relationship?
Huh?
How long you guys been in your relationship?
Oh, man, it's been since a while.
Since
high school prom and stuff like that.
Can I ask who this is, please? I'm sorry, because I didn't get the name.
Carl.
Hello?
My name is Carl.
Carl?
Yeah.
Are you got us from Facebook?
No, I don't got y'all on Facebook.
Oh, why not?
Should I Facebook?
Yeah,
I
you should
Facebook
us. Oh, okay.
No,
so how did you hear about
Facebook.
The show? Okay, no problem.
I mean,
how did you hear about the show?
I'm not a big computer kid.
Oh, okay, not a problem. So how did you hear about this show?
I actually know somebody that worked for the show, and they, like, told me about it, so I decided to check it out.
Oh, awesome. We do appreciate you giving us a call, and thank you so much. It's going to be a lot more going on every Tuesday, every Saturday at 6 o'clock. If you don't get a chance to listen in, you can always, you know, get it off the podcast on iTunes or join our website or, you know, streaming from MySpace, everything. So if you missed the show, we appreciate your support. Is it ever anything you want to share with us? You can always feel free to call in.
Well, that's what's up.
Okay,
yes,
Carl.
Can I
any events, any
parties? I want you to know right now, you're getting love way out in the boondocks right now. That's where I'm at right now.
Yay!
You know what I'm saying?
I hear the wind.
Yay, love in the boondocks. I'm so excited.
<right.
laughs>
I hear the wind. Hopefully it's not snowing yet.
Nah, it ain't snowing yet, but, you know, y'all getting love right now, Central New York and shit. So,
we love everybody. I thank you for calling. And, Carl, you know what? When it comes to finance, I think that one shouldn't play a major role. I think everything is equal. Even if
I mean,
stay home,
yeah, it should be equal, but it's not that, you know, like, nowadays that the girls is getting all the jobs and guys is having a hard time with that. You know, they, the positions have changed, so girls tend to be more like the boss now.
More aggressive,
yeah,
right? We get more aggressive on y'all.
I got a question. Would you mind, like, if you made more than your boyfriend or your man or whatever?
I do.
No,
I wouldn't.
I don't
you
mind,
go first.
But I do make more. But I don't put that. I don't use money as an object. I don't use that as a like a little bone to hang over, you know, the person that I'm seeing's face. Like, hey, I make more money than you. No, I don't do that. My money is
money.
Their money. Our money is our money together.
You know what I'm saying?
To
me, it's like money is her money is my money type. That's how I like to look at it. But you know, whatever.
But you know, everybody has different perspectives. The maturity of the relationship and how mature the woman is, the girl, whoever, or the dude. Because the dude could feel a certain way and try to, you know, because his girl is making more money now, so he kind of, his ego is bruised. So he might start acting like, excuse my language, an asshole. And that's what happens sometimes.
Right, right. So y'all playing music on this station, or is it like a talk radio type thing?
All of the above. We're going to have a lot of good stuff going on. But you know what? If you fund us at Intunes on Facebook or connect with us from the person who told you about it that worked for the show, they'll give you all the information. We have 14 minutes left, and we have some other callers. So I'm going to try to show everybody some love calls.
Thank you.
We appreciate you giving us
calling.
Some love. And we look forward to hearing from you in the future.
All right. Yo,
yes.
Shout out
Thank
to the Bronx.
Calling.
No, New York's in the building.
New York,
That's
New York.
Call.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks for calling.
All right, y'all. Enjoy, man.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
All right. Whoa, I love it.
Right. It's so awesome, Missy.
Let's
people.
See. We have another caller.
Caller, you on the air? Hello? Caller, are you still there?
They might be listening
okay.
to the show.
Okay, let's hang up on that one. Paula, you on the air?
Oh, man, we might have hung up on somebody that was just trying to listen.
Paula? Paula?
Hello?
Hey, we might be talking. Hello?
I hear somebody.
Hello?
Hi, who's calling?
You on the air?
Is this...
Hello? Hello?
Is this Major on the phone?
Yes.
Is this Jenny?
Okay, Miss Major.
Yeah,
yay,
like,
this is
going to
be our gossip girl.
I've been listening. Great. I'm all jacked up in this. I'm like, what am I, like, I'm like trying to be a caller.
No, we was waiting for you to call. We're happy that you called. Miss Major.
I've been on the phone. Like, I'm going to be a caller. I wanted to ask a question.
Like, you're winning
sure.
some tickets. Wait, guys, let me just do this voice real fast. Oh, you could win some tickets from this man right here. Do you know who that's from?
No, Missy, I'm scared.
That was the voice. That's the dude that, the voice man?
The homeless man?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, remember when they were recording and he had that golden voice and he said, you can win some
yes.
tickets from the man.
Yes, I was just trying to imitate him. Sorry.
No, that's okay. You know, we'll talk about him a later date because I just want to say real quick, Miss Major, that any man that's been homeless all those years and was able to make it, no one can tell me that they can't make it in his lifetime.
Yeah.
That's
no
all I'm
can.
Saying. I just wanted to put that out there real quick. But Miss Major, what's going on, baby? What's your question?
My question is, why are men all dogs? Like, all of them are just
Burr.
Dogs.
Wow, I think that we have Dalmatians. You know what? I can't even do this because we have men
we
calling
have
Pibbles, in.
We have Yorkies. We have Chihuahuas. We have Rottweilers.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow,
Yorkies.
That was hilarious.
They're gay.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
I'm
crazy.
Just, like,
so what?
I'm on
yeah, you at the point where it's like, what the hell, right? When is
yes.
it all going to end?
Yes.
But you know what, Miss Major, what we're going to do is we're actually going to post that and we're going to have follow up with this on a later show. And we're going to have more men call in to give us their input on why Miss Major's question is, why are men all dogs? And have men
exactly.
give us a call in and let us know, you know, with
oh,
their input on
oh,
this.
Oh, goodness.
And you know what, if you are, what kind of dog are you? Because I want to know.
Yes, and if they say they're a Chihuahua.
Are you a pit bull? Like,
Yorkie?
Will you tear us up to
yeah,
shreds? Or would you
no.
be a Yorkie?
I like a
and
dog. I just need a calm person. I don't want a Rottweiler. Well, maybe
but
I do
are
want
you
a
looking? Maybe you see, we were talking about what you're looking for. Maybe what you're looking for, the whole, what is it, intimate, like the attraction level, you're
it's wrong, girl. It's wrong, Miss Major.
Maybe
you're attracted to the wrong guys.
No, maybe I just love me some pit bulls.
Whoa,
like those
you sound like you're
that
ready
be
for
leg
a sex radio like you, oh my goodness. What was that rated X?
She like those dogs that go like this, sit, boo, boo, sit, good dog. You know, like,
you know, she
and then, behind closed doors, the dog's like, woof, 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 come and attack you.
I need one that grows. That's
you know, the
no,
dog is in medium mode right now.
That will attack
right.
at any time.
What?
Yeah.
This is why you're getting dogs. Do you hear yourself? I'm going to replay this for you later.
You want pit bulls, and when you get a pit bull, he's going to bite you in your ass later on, okay?
Exactly.
That is a
and then
okay
he's, the leash is going to be off quick because he's going to chew his way out the leash. And then what's going to happen?
Exactly.
No, we're going to have a chain, and it's going to be a metal chain. And he's going to be
you
loud.
You know what? I think Miss Major needs a sex talk radio show because she has a sexy voice. Like,
no, I mean, I'm loving it. I'm sure, you know what, Miss Major, you have to call every week from now on because this is what the guys are going to like. They really are. She's like, no, my man's going to have a chain that's made of freaking steel, okay, around his
for
neck.
You.
I'm going to personalize the aluminum for you and then we're going to sew it, okay? So that thing ain't coming out. I don't even know what I'm
exactly
saying right now. It's all good. So, Miss Major, you're going to give us a shout-out on Saturday and give us some gossip because Miss Major, everybody, is going to be our gossip lady. She's going to come on the show and she's going to give us the gossip. So she's part of the team.
I'm giving you guys a lot of gossip.
She's part of the team. She is part of the team, so we have to keep it. We got to keep you guys knowing who's down with the Intune show.
Yes,
you know, so definitely.
Salute to you girls.
Salute
to the family.
It's a family.
Absolutely.
And this is family. And I'm going to be on your back, Major. You hear me? I'm going to be your Major, Sergeant, General, all of that, okay?
That's right. That's right. We're going to be on you. So we look forward to hearing from you at some point on Saturday between 6 and 7, giving us the lowdown.
Yeah,
I would definitely give you guys a lowdown, especially of the Foxy Brown new diss record on Lil' Kim. Yes.
Uh-oh. Juicy.
Yes.
I was hearing about that.
Yes, it was already spent on K-Slay and on Funk Flex. So we're going to put that in motion and see what's the detail.
You know what?
On that.
You need to find the words. Find me some words, okay? Look up the words to that.
For
the lyrics. You know how you could get into it, the lyrics, and find out, did you hear that diss?
Oh, yeah, you want the diss record? Oh, you could get the lyrics. That's not a problem.
No, I want you to find some good ones and then tell me about them.
Tell me about them.
You know, when you listen to the lyrics, you hear the disses more, right?
Yeah.
Like,
you can read the words
like,
in other words.
Yeah, tell me some disses. Like, you know, sometimes they be rapping up a dibba dibba dibba. You don't know what they're saying?
Oh,
she said a
dibba dibba dibba,
like a yabba doo, like Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, I want you to give me some lyrics that Foxy spins subliminally, and you tell me, oh, how she said, how this girl did it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Like certain points in the rap where it's like definitely a blow.
Obvious.
Those are the ones we want to know about the most.
Oh, okay. So, you guys got
like
it.
Like she said she can't hear, like Lil' Kim said, oh, that's why Foxy's deaf. You know, some bull crap. I don't know. Just, you know. Come on. Come on, Major.
Yeah,
yes, Miss Major. I'm so excited to have you as part of the team. We have big things going on, but we're going to touch bases where we're going to have a girl night out, and, you know, we're going to catch up on all of that stuff. So I'm looking forward
to
2011 with you
in
tow. Yes. So, you know, we appreciate you giving us some love and giving us your time and giving us a call in. The show is about to wrap up in 6 minutes.
Aww.
So
Shout out to the callers.
Yes, and a shout out to Miss Major with
Thank
the chains,
you.
The steel chains,
the
okay?
With the whips and the pit bulls locked up in her closet.
I hear from y'all Saturday.
Okay,
you
hear
from
have a good night.
I'm going to hear from you tonight. All right, no doubt. I've told you.
Okay, Miss Major.
All right, bye.
All right, no problem. Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, Miss C.
Wow,
we had some good
conversation.
So, you know, we had a good turnout. You know, we want to show
we really
appreciate everyone who called in. I'm sorry for those who got disconnected. Miss C and I promised for Saturday's show that we would definitely have this all together so no one gets disconnected and no one is rerouted to talk to us when they just want to listen in. So we'll figure it all out, and then we'll have a step-by-step, flow-by-flow way of you guys, you know, calling in and being where you guys want to be again. I also want to give a shout-out to For Better Tomorrow Music.
Yeah.
That is one of the owners of Intune, so we cannot forget For Better. Never, never, never. We also want to just let you guys know that we are up on YouTube, so you can subscribe to us for, you know, it's under the Intune Show. We're also on MySpace at under the Intune Show. We're also on Facebook under the Intune Show, and we're on Twitter under the Intune Show. So, you know, you can follow us there. And our website is also, you know, intune.webs.com. So, you know, we would love for everybody to just log on and join. It only takes a second. I mean, that way, you know, when you guys don't want to call in and you just, when you in your spare time, if you want to just log on and listen to the show or just see the blogs and the certain things that we have posted up there, fashion trends, I mean, you're going to have it all. The site is under construction. It'll officially be launched on the 31st of this month, but you can still log on and join. Missy, is there anything you want to add real quick?
I want to say I had fun, and I can't wait to do more shows and get really comfortable, not comfortable, but, you know, in tune with everybody and speaking, hopefully more calls. We do have to limit the time that we speak with certain people as far as because we are time limited. But I had fun with seeing the lines light up, and it was really fun. And I want to thank all the callers for calling and for the FB family that showed love and for the callers for showing love. And I really look forward to doing some more, you know, Miss P, Miss C. It's all about fun.
It's all about fun. We're also going to have some live footage of us acting like crazy people posted on the site before the end of the week. So it's not only going to be just over the radio. We also going to have stuff that you guys can view, you know, footage of us doing things in-house, meaning in the studio. So we have a lot planned for you guys. So we're really, really excited. We appreciate all the love. We thank you all once again for showing Miss C and Miss P love.
Can I add one more thing? I'm so
sorry. Missy.
I want to let people know to please send in their children's stuff. We're trying to support all the kids' causes. We love the kids. It's about the kids. Better tomorrow, future. They are the future. So if you have any music, if they're music, if they sing, play an instrument, you can send the information over to Intune, the FB, whatever. You know, we'll give you all the information that's needed to do that. But please send some kid info.
Exactly. And if you're a show promoter, event planners, we looking for rappers, singers, we looking for just everyday Joes, people that write books. So if you're a lyricist, if you're into spoken word, if you're into anything that's creative, if you're into doing nothing at all, log on and get down with the Intune Show. We love you all.
Yes.
Until Saturday, have a good one and stay in tune.
Miss
C, show
we love
is
you.
Over.
Mwah.
I love you too, Miss C.
Mwah. I love you
okay.
back. You know I'm going to listen to this again. You know that, right?
Yes. We're going to have to. We're really going to have to. Thanks again to all the listeners. You guys have a good night, and we'll see you Saturday at 6. Talk to you
later. Yes, good night, guys.